This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is only Thursday, the 4th of June, 2020. My name is Jeff Sander, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And it is raining outside where we are in Tamantun at the moment. I actually got a bit drenched in rain coming to office as well, because I decided to park outside and, you know, had to bring the umbrella. It's been a while. But yeah, it felt like it's been a long week and it's only Thursday.
Right.
But also, thankfully, it's Thursday. It's not like Tuesday or anything, because that'll be scary. You know, today we're asking you, you know, which industries would you like to see reopen next under the CMCO? Because, you know, the CMCO is currently scheduled to end on the 9th of June, and the government is aiming to reopen more sectors and more industries, of course, with the strict SOPs in place, like physical distancing and contact tracing as well. But, you know, we want to know from you, which industries do you think, you know, maybe should be reopened next under these strict guidelines and SOPs? Get in touch on Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio. We also have WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And also, you know, sticking throughout the entire show, we'll be following along, you know, that theme. We'll be talking about how, you know, if you're an Airbnb owner, how you can survive during the CMCO or even the, you know, MCO, if it ever happens again. We've no idea, right? We've heard some of our experts have said that, you know, it could be a pause and a start, a pause and a start, you know, as until we find like a vaccine for it. And football.
Yes.
Being played behind closed doors. So now, you know, there's a lot of talk about allowing other industries to operate again under the strict SOPs after June 9. And I'm sure everyone is dying to get a haircut. If you look at our Twitter poll at the moment, it is, you know, at 52%. You know, we've got four options: barbers, gyms, cinemas, and schools. And you would think that schools would probably dominate, because, you know, if you're a parent, you probably want the schools to reopen, because then you could, you know, get back to your, you know, job itself, because probably you're starting your job full time in the office or even just working from home. So we'd assume that maybe schools and, you know, education is really important, but yes, schools are only at 33%.
And barbers. Many people, I guess, miss their hairstylists and their barbers. Just to say, the numbers are now at 52%, but earlier on, it was at like 70%+
for the
people
barbers.
Just waiting for their barbers to reopen, yeah.
So, you know, there's also talks about gyms being reopened, cinemas perhaps, schools. In Sarawak, there's, you know, some talk about reopening recreational parks, barbershops, fitness centres or gyms, and even photo studios. And I think, you know, we will know more later in the day on their decision. And the question is also, is like, will it still feel the same? And will you obey? You know, we did a story earlier at about 10:30, talked about, you know, nine eateries in Shah Alam that was forced to close. And, you know, not all of them were because the, you know, the outlets were not operating using their strict SOPs, but also because the diners sometimes refuse, you know, to obey to this law, right? They sit on the table where there was a marker clearly marked X, thinking that, you know,
that's
X
where you're supposed to sit. No, that's not where you're supposed to sit.
So, you know, the question is, well, if barbers were to open and, you know, they have their strict guidelines in place, will it still feel the same? And take Titi Wangsa Park, for example. I think it was reopened earlier in May to allow visitors to do activities when jogging was allowed again. But just a few days ago, DBKL had to shut down the park because there was just too many visitors. You know, so, and that for me, I think is also a problem, because we tend to get excited that it's allowed to do so, and we, you know, for a brief second, forget that we're still living in the pandemic. We've not, you know, solved this yet. So if you look at barbers specifically, that seems to be, you know, our favorite on our poll. The National Security Council has yet to determine healthcare guidelines for barbers and hair salons. The MOH has received appeal letters from the relevant parties on the SOP implementation of the barbers and hairstylists. You know, they say that, you know, we are in the midst of fine-tuning the SOPs as the industry is physically in contact with its customers, and we want to make sure that COVID-19 infections can be avoided. Now, this is, you know, during the Health Ministry's daily briefing on COVID-19. Dr. Noor Hisham also was responding to MOH latest move on the appeal letter submitted by grooming and hairdressing associations. And on the 13th of May, on the evening edition, we featured Sean Leung, the founder and director of Sean Cutler, and Lex Lowe, the chief barber of Others Barber, to talk about some of the new SOPs that they have in place. And, you know, here's what they said a couple of weeks ago.
There's definitely a big change in the whole entire system. And of course, we have limited the amount of chairs in the shop. We are not going to take out everything, but of course, we will oblige with the rule of the distance between each barber and, of course, the client himself. There's only so much that we can distance, but of course, we focus a lot on the sanitizing as well. We enforce a lot of rules on the safety mask, and all these are the norms that we will actually enforce. But it's a lot on showing to the client what are we doing in terms of the process, sanitizing, to really build back the confidence for the client. And of course, before this, we didn't take a lot of walk-ins. But after this, there'll be strongly encouraged of our clients to really do by appointment basis only, and allow us to ensure that the crowd control is there, rather than you can walk in at any point of time to get a haircut.
I'm agreed at what Kevin said, because it's like, because everyone wants to take precaution of everything, because from the customer base, coming from the steps, from our door, definitely we will be preparing all the SOP. Because for me, I've been preparing since the last 2 weeks. I thought it was opening after the the day of 12.
Yeah.
I'm so excited it's going to be open. So everything I've been preparing, you know, the sanitizer is the one, the main thing inside, and then of course we have to do a proper way. Because it's like, okay, let's say for customer service, okay, we have to educate the customer when they come, because mostly my customers are by appointment. So we have to make sure that you bring in your mask, you know, make sure they are sanitizers. So when you reach to the salon, we definitely will step a table outside, out of the salon, not inside the salon. So to make sure the temperature will be checked, you know, then the details that we need to put the details on it before the 14 days where you go, who you meet up, you know, do you have any family that you have committed to the virus sort of thing. And then also, I need to know where you're from. Is it red zone or green zone before? That's most important. I need to know. That's most important. And then we make sure that the cleaners also be well organized, like a cutting kit. The most important thing is our cutting kit. Because everything we set up, we make sure that the cutting kit is like once used, then you throw. We dispose of it. And then to make sure the customer is wash your hair, will be distant also, you know, that's most important. And then our staff also, every morning will be cleaners to make sure that we have to show the customer that we are really, truly cleaners to ourselves. Then make sure the customer feel comfortable. So then this is how we do it.
You know, so appointment basis is definitely going to be the norm, right? But even, you know, for them, because they are going to be physically in contact with you, they need more details rather than just your name, phone number and temperature. You know, they will probably need to know, you know, are you from a red zone? Are you from a green zone? Do you have any family that, you know, has been tested positive? Have you visited them? And, you know, there's so much more procedures for these industries that, you know, can't move away from physical because, you know, how do you cut someone's hair and not being physical about it?
Right. But as long as you have these processes in place and we adhere to them, then I think it's okay, right?
Yeah.
It's time. We just sort of slowly ease our way in, make an appointment, you know, so we know who you are and everything. No walk-ins kind of thing.
But you know, Frida, you know, appointments is not something new. It's been around for a very long time. Yet, you know, you still find some people when they've got a 3 o'clock appointment, they arrive at 3:30, 3:15.
Right.
So that domino effect will happen. So, you know, then they have to be strict about it. If you're late,
Sorry. And what about the smaller scale barbers who are so used to walk-ins?
Yeah.
You know, they just have a hole in the wall kind of station with like one seat or two seats where they cut your hair, they give you a quick massage and they let you out. What happens to them?
Yeah.
Do you expect people to be queuing outside? And then there needs to be protocol for that as well, right? So what happens there?
Yeah, especially those half shop Indian barbers that we see, you know, in every basically neighborhood, right? How do you go about that? Get in touch with us. Let us know what industries should be allowed to operate next with strict SOPs post June 9th, CMCO. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio. We'll continue in just a moment. WhatsApp 0187898899, BFM 89.9.
Baba from Malacca, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Priya Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And today we've been asking you what sort of industries would you like to see reopen again, or should be allowed to reopen again with strict SOPs post June 9th CMCO. Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Let's go to Twitter and see, get an update from Twitter.
Right, so we have a couple of comments here, but just to recap on our poll, we have 52% who say they want barbers to open next, almost 10% say gyms, 5% want cinemas to reopen again, and at schools, we are at 33%. A couple of comments, Shams Jaffa says all of the above, he wants everything to open next week. We have one from Azman who says, actually all of the above, as each addresses a different need of education, fitness, entertainment, grooming, but would choose education over all else if I had to prioritize.
Sensibility.
Yeah. Mm. All
right. Yeah. Interesting. Actually, Twitter seems to dominate with barbers. However, it's slightly different on Instagram. On Instagram, we've got a slider going on. The general feeling now is kind of like in between gyms and cinema. So more on like on the entertainment side. Of course, right. Different demographics. Yeah. Instagram people are probably there just to be entertained, and they would rather see maybe gyms and cinemas to be reopened and not so focused about barbers, which is interesting because Instagram is all about the beauty, it's all about how you look,
the aesthetics.
But so I guess they're not really concerned about that. They can do throwbacks photos, they've got a lot in the bank.
I'm just resorting to looking at memories,
memories. Sharing memories, that's the new norm. WhatsApp
here from Steve Chong, he said of course the long awaited cinemas, schools can wait.
Really?
Yeah. So when I look at it, right, I know, the barber, the hairdresser, that's kind of important. Cinemas, I think we've sort of resorted to, Netflix and things like that.
Yeah.
Right? So there are other options, but the gym, I've also, online exercise, right? So I'm just wondering, but the barbers is the one that's so physical, right? And if you have school going kids, it is very stressful to have them with you.
Yeah, but it's also stressful thinking about sending them off to school and not being able to ensure their safety. So I know I can see the argument on both sides about schools reopening.
So the gym is interesting because there was a report from The Star, and I think the Evening Edition covered it a few days ago and talked about how gym operators are having a really tough time at this point of time. It's very difficult for them. They're practically on the verge of collapsing. Many of them still have to pay rent. They're about like 40,000 on average per month, and they got to pay salaries as well. So some of them are in loss at about 60,000 ringgit a month for each outlet. And some of the operators have applied for the loans, but they haven't got the approval yet. Memberships is a big deal now because a lot of them are asking for, the memberships to be cancelled and refunded because consumers have, like yourself, Frida, they just resorted to home workouts. Many of them realize they don't need a gym. A lot of people have, basically given free, home workout tutorials, whether it's on YouTube or Instagram or just, personal Zoom classes. They realize that probably this could be more comfortable moving forwards and, easier because, again, it's inconvenient to go into a mall and you got to register and then you got to book your time slots if you were in, to go into a gym as well. It's very strict. It's so inconvenient, not really at your own flexible time. Online solutions are the kind of like the big deal, and you can see why. And the courses are free, so most of them are feeling like, maybe I shouldn't pay at all. And then when it comes to cinema, I think we've spoken about this before, and Arv would definitely love this. because, Arvin, he's the kind of person who would go into cinema, he will buy seats surrounding him because he wants to have that physical distancing even before COVID-19.
Now he can get it for free.
He was ahead of his time. just the wallet wasn't, very too friendly about it. But now, if the cinemas were to operate, you would assume that, there's going to be physical social distancing in the cinema. So, right. you know, you don't need to, you know, buy, Arvin doesn't need to buy a seat next to him, in front of him, behind of him, because that's probably going to be the way.
Empty to begin with, you know.
Yeah. He's just a visionary.
And in cinemas in Japan, you know, they've started using like plastic screens to keep the staff and patrons apart and space out the seating. The filmmaking industry has also had a slight boost a week ago or so when they were allowed in Malaysia here, you know, to shoot films, dramas and advertisements during the CMCO period. Of course, with very strict SOPs, you know, they've got to do online meetings. They do castings online as well. Mm. Their traveling records for all the production team members and all the artists have to be submitted 4 weeks before they start shooting. And they have to appoint a safety supervisor to ensure compliance with the SOPs at all stages of the production. And interestingly, you know, I've been part of this, you know, post-production industry or production industry before. There are no more buffet meals for the workers and artists, and the food must be actually served as individual packs. Mm. You know, so, you know, that's again a challenge, because now they're starting to open for you to, you know, continue shooting your TV series. And we know that's been a delay with the movie releases, so maybe cinemas could be on the horizon as well. But schools, right? That's the big one. You know, the health ministry has said just yesterday that it's confident that the standard operating procedures for schools when it reopens will be enough to control the COVID-19 infection rate. Guidelines will be announced to parents and students 2 weeks before the schools reopen. The you know, Director General Noor Hisham Abdullah you know, said that the priority will be for students in Form 5 and Form 6 who will be sitting for their exams. And a study by New England Journal Journal of Medicine, if physical distancing is implemented, it can actually reduce up to 60% of the infection rate. So school canteens will be open, but students are not allowed to dine in the canteen area. Hmm. And there's also some good news for working parents, as the government has actually given the green light to the remaining number of more than 6,000 registered childcare centres nationwide to begin operations. And the question is still, will this all feel the same?
I don't think so.
Yeah. And also, it's like how, you know, the first few months or even weeks of this, you know, you reopen with new SOPs, you will be strict, you will follow them. We're all human beings. Sometimes you will tend to have that, you know, blip of a moment where you forgot about it. But, you know, we can't do that. There's, you know, it has to be enforced really well. And, you know, both sides, even us as consumers, as customers walking into dine-in stores, we've seen reports going out, people don't obey. So I guess, you know, the responsibility comes down to us as well, right? We have to remember every day when we wake up, it's a new world, right? Or else it's going to be like this song that we have next after you. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. And, you know, get in touch with us. We're asking you what new industries should allow to be operate next with the strict SOPs post June 9th. Barbers, gyms, cinema, schools. And of course, with strict SOPs. Get in touch. WhatsApp 01878988899. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio. Or else it would be this song, New Order with Regret, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.